This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in to Monday, October 21st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Well, how about those Lions? After starting off really rocky in Minnesota against the Vikings, were 5-0, undefeated, at home, loud, huge crowd, place was packed, a lot of Lion fans made the trip, but the house was packed with screaming Vikings. Some of these people in their get-ups, man, their costumes are just amazing. Lions fell behind, made some adjustments, got some things figured out on defense, started scoring. Got their offense moving, running, set up the absolute play-action passing of the quarterback, Jared Goff, and absolutely led 11 points halftime, 21-10. I'm thinking, man, this is going in a good direction. They're going to even adjust more. After halftime, each team scored. Minnesota scored first. They got the ball first, went right down the field, scored a touchdown, 21-17. I'm like, uh-oh. Lions came back. They scored 28-17, 11-point lead again. The Lions did not score again until the game-winning field goal with 15 seconds left. Fumble, ran it back for a touchdown. Vikings went up 29-28. I'm thinking, oh, man, not good. We had an opportunity to do a drive. They absolutely stopped us. We had to kick the ball to them. They didn't get their first down. They turned it over. Well, Goff led them right down the field. A couple of great, beautiful passes. And they kicked the field goal with 15 seconds left and won it 31-29. What a great game yesterday afternoon in Minnesota. The World Series is all set to start this Friday. It's going to be the West Coast versus the East Coast. The New York Yankees took care of the Cleveland Guardians. Absolutely manhandled them. Won four out of seven. They went on to win. Guardians only won one game. Yankees won the four. It was a great series. They're out. The Yankees are now waiting to play, starting on Friday, the LA Dodgers. Absolutely great game last night in LA. took out the opposing team, the New York Mets. It almost could have been a Subway World Series, New York Yankees against the New York Mets, but it wasn't meant to be. So it's West Coast versus East Coast. World Series starts on Friday, and then that's it. No more baseball talk by Trucker Randy on the radio after the World Series. But it's going to be fun to watch. Looking forward to it. And it starts this Friday. I believe Friday night on Fox. So baseball was great. Football was great. My Spartans beat Iowa at home for their homecoming. It was a great game. Man, that field goal kicker we got, that guy's a beast. He's going to be drafted by the NFL for sure. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Got a lot of good information for you today. We're going to be talking about the election coming up. We're going to be talking about stories, talking about qualified voter files. Going to get a conversation going with you on that. Officer Rick, tuning in late. Oh, no. I'm sorry. He's on time today from Livingston County. No school for him today. He worked afternoons yesterday. Good for you. Good. Glad you can join us. He's listening on Simple Radio. One of the things that we're going to talk about today, and I want you to make sure you understand the process of this. The process, oops, sounds like we got dead air. What the heck? Okay, something's going on with Simple Radio, it sounds like, and the website. Let me check the website for Your Defending Fathers. Check that out real quick. I just got a couple of text messages. We have dead air now. Let's see what's happening there. Okay, go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. That is working just fine. All right, good. Let's text message Rick here so he knows. Technology, you love it when it works and hate it when you don't. It doesn't. Absolutely drives me nuts. But there you go, Rick. You can listen over on yourdefendingfathers.com. Anyway, real quick story. The Record Eagle down in Traverse City came out and did a story. I took a screenshot. If you'd like to see a copy of it, text me QVF, Qualified Voter Files. QVF, Qualified Voter Files. The TuneIn is working just fine also, according to Phyllis. Okay, good. Yes, and yourdefendingfathers.com website is as well. So, says you're only broadcasting static. Okay, I'll check with the engineers during the bottom of the hour. Story came out that we have 500,000 people on our qualified voter files in Michigan that shouldn't be there. Eleven counties have more people registered to vote in the qualified voter files than they have adult population. People of voting age are registered. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of them, Antrim County included, more than 120% of the adult population is registered to vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 have less than 100%. 7, probably realistic, less than 100% of their adult population are registered to vote. That makes sense. But how do you get to 120%? How does that happen? 120%. How does that happen? Very simple. Some people have moved, left your county, but yet are still on the qualified voter files. Some people have died, but yet they're still on the qualified voter files. You guys remember the lawsuit from Antrim County back in 2020 after the election? A local resident, Bill Bailey, contacted the sheriff, contacted the FBI, contacted the prosecutor, hired Matt DiPerno to file a lawsuit against Cheryl Guy and our qualified voter files here in Antrim County because on election night, she reported Biden won our county. When in fact, later it was proven that Donald Trump did. Well, just a little remembrance here. Bill Bailey died of pancreatic cancer Thursday night. Roughly 7 o'clock, 7:20 on Thursday, he passed. He passed peacefully at home. Hospice was coming in and taking care of him. He was given morphine to make himself comfortable, and he passed Thursday. Ruth Johnson, former Secretary of State, did an interview with a young reporter. She is now a state senator, and she breaks the entire thing down for us in roughly about a 5-minute video. The thing of it is, you have to understand that this is right now the current state of our qualified voter files heading into the November 5th election, 2 weeks from tomorrow. What role will it play in Vicky's election here in Antrim County? With more than 124% of our adult population being registered to vote, how many dead people, how many people who no longer live in Antrim County will be doing a write-in vote for Cheryl Guy, the very same clerk that screwed up the 2020 election? Or will enough people color in her oval or vote straight Republican to get Vicky to win to replace this incompetent clerk we have in our county? We'll have to wait and see. But the one point that I want to make on this story, the process is not just in Antrim County, but other counties around the state of Michigan. And you have to understand that this is a process that needs to be addressed going forward. Needs to be addressed. Hopefully we got it fixed. Okay, Dell Reynolds, my engineer, just texted me. There's been power bump outs at the transmitter site. So PIEG may be working on the electric lines, and that's what's happening. But it appears everything is back up and running. Now, the former Secretary of State, and this is very interesting, she was interviewed by this woman and broke it down in a way that you can possibly understand, but basically admitting in the video it's too late. It's too late to do anything about it for this election. So what will be the outcome? God only knows. God only knows what's going to happen. This is a process that we, the people, need to be aware of. And actually is good cause to want us to do more about getting the vote out. Our people need to vote. Because of the games that could be played, because of the things that could happen in this election. Now, in this video, I'm going to pull it up and play it for you in the next segment. Ruth Johnson, state senator, former Secretary of State, talks about cleaning up the qualified voter files, the very issue that Vicky ran on and won her primary here in Antrim County on. The process, according to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, is her intentions to do something about it after the 2024 November 5th election, 2 weeks from tomorrow, talking about doing it in 25, right before the midterm election in 26, and then again in 2027 before the 2028 presidential election 4 years from now. Secretary of State, State Senator Ruth Johnson, talks about it. The question is it going to impact or have a role in this year's election here in Michigan? Of course, we have to wait and see because it's too late now to do anything about it. But one thing you have to understand, if we're able to mobilize and get low propensity voters that normally don't vote, who are legitimate registered voters, especially Republicans, then we have a good shot of winning the state for President Trump, Mike Rogers, every Republican that's on the ballot. If we don't turn them out, then perhaps these extra 500,000 dead people and people who no longer live in our counties, if ghost ballots are cast by them, for them, under their voter registrations, it could impact the outcome of the election. Now, don't let this upset you. Don't let this cause you to say, well, that's it, we're going to lose. No, no, no. This should motivate you to search the 10xvotes.com website. Search for deer hunters and people who go to church to see if, in fact, they're registered voters but haven't really actively voted in the last couple of elections. If you find their name on this database search engine on this website, 10xvotes.com, you go there, you sign up, you're able to search the database, you start going through your contact list on your phone, you look for deer hunters and people who go to church and see if they're on this list. If they are, you need to contact them and send them the PAGS video. You need to absolutely motivate them, beg them, implore them to get out and vote this year and to vote intellectually, not emotionally. You need to make sure that they understand that they need to get involved and vote this election. Tell their family, tell their friends, tell everybody. This is going to be, share this information with everybody you know. Rick Wurzwak, the absolute Christian pastor, by the way, wrote a book. He's going to be on the show on Friday to talk about the book. The Oak Initiative, Michigan House of Prayer. Well, he's been doing a nightly prayer call at 9 o'clock ever since the 2020 election. Absolutely every single night. Well, he's asked me to come on and be on the prayer call Wednesday night at 9 o'clock this week to talk about what's going on in this race for Vicky's Antrim County Clerk's race. Prayer room number is 727-731-2247. If you like that number, text me prayer room.